Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
It is on the radio. We are a show that likes to talk about video games on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we do. And it is hot out there, a good excuse to not go outside and to play more video games in the comfort of the air conditioning.
It's true.
It's very true. And what games have you been playing?
Nothing. No.
We know that's not true.
That's it. Yeah. I've actually, yes, because I felt I did enough work on something for once. So it was like, all right. And Sky, Children of Light. So it's a game by the people who did Journey, and Flower and Flow. And I forget what the other one is. Don't say Abzu because it's not Abzu. I'll just stop you right there. But yeah, so it's a free-to-play game. There is my favorite, and by favorite I mean least favorite thing, microtransactions, which I have already bought.
Also, by the way, thank you for that season pass. Yes. That was very, very sweet and very generous of you.
It sure was. Well, okay. So, and the reason I have decided to put money into this is because I do enjoy the game. I really hope it won't be a problem where I will want to buy more stuff. Like, this is it's a quote-unquote season pass, which means we get a special something. It just makes it easier for the people with season passes to get special season pass stuff, basically. And that... In this game, basically, there are a couple things you can collect, which are like lights from candles or from other stuff, which fills up your candle bar. Then there are glowing light children that level up your wing power. So basically, you're able to get another boost depending on how many golden children you have found. And then there are spirits. And the spirits are part of the constellation, and there are a certain amount of spirits for every level, and that they'll fill up the constellation. I personally have not filled out any constellations.
I've gotten pretty close on a couple of them.
Yeah, me too. It's just, like, here's the thing. The spirits are probably one of the hardest things to collect, just for the fact that some certain situations are needed for you to access them. Most likely being having a certain amount of other players around. And usually those other players also need to have possibly the same moves or emotions. Sort of emoticons or whatever that you get from. You get new ones from every spirit you find, basically.
And somehow you level them up as well.
Yes. So I'll explain that as well. And I will say this is sort of spoilers for the whole game. It is fairly short once you know what you're doing. I have actually beaten the game, I'm gonna say, at least 4 or 5 times now, and that's not like a big deal because it's fairly short and it does want you to beat this game over and over again. There's a point to that, which is at the end part. Once again, spoilers, there's sort of one of the last logs to the quote-unquote end is you walk through this sort of raining pit of lava and rocks sort of thing, and you're walking through. It's very difficult. You are purposely supposed to lose, like, in this. I will let you know. You don't worry. You are supposed to.
This is very much like Journey.
It's not almost.
Spoilers again.
It's almost, yeah. Well, if you haven't played Journey by now, I'm going to say please try and play Journey because it's quite good. It does share a lot of similarities with this. Flying mechanics, the... interacting with another person sort of thing.
This is pretty much like Journey expanded.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different things with Journey. Like, there's some things I like better that Journey did just because I feel it's sort of a solid game and I feel the interaction was really genuine. But, and not to say that these interactions with other people aren't genuine, but in this world, like, Journey was made at a time where I'll say, that kind of interaction, especially when you didn't know who the person was, that was sort of kind of interesting and special and new. At this point in time, it's like in Sky, you will meet up with like a million and ten randos. And you can make friends with them for sure, and sometimes you will. But I found that you don't really need to make friends, because usually the people will be there if you need a bunch of people around.
I personally find it harder to play with other people around, especially if I'm trying to investigate a thing.
That's legit, because your character does sort of like automatically interact with other characters, sort of, or people automatically interact with you, and it's fine. Okay, back to my thing with the Eden thing. It's called the Eye of Eden, the last level. As you go, basically, you're trying to slog through this thing, and you want to offer up basically all of those little golden childrens you found. You want to offer those up to all. There's a bunch of these statues that are around of other people. Now, I'm not necessarily certain these are other players, possibly, but it's just sort of a thing you have to do. And this gets you ascended candles, which you can then use to ascend the spirits, the constellations you've found. And the more spirits you ascend, the more sort of that light wing power you will get when you get to your next cycle. So it does encourage you to do this cycle over and over, because it wants you to level up your wing power. Then there are certain places I haven't been because I can't fly high enough.
Right.
And I know that this is sort of an essential part of it. And the thing is also that you will know where sort of these golden children are, and your spirits, you don't have to refine the spirits, sort of, which is really nice, because it would be annoying.
That would be a terrible slog.
Yeah. But all of the little golden children are there for you to recollect and then to level up again and to repeat the cycle. And, of course, you can use these ascended candles to buy stuff. You get hearts from other players, or hearts from giving candles to the spirits. And hearts are used to buy stuff. You know, there's instruments, there's hair, there's other capes, there's shoes or pants, like... There's a bunch of other cosmetic accessories.
I have one extra hairstyle now.
Yes.
I still prefer the original.
Me too. Like, I have one and I'm fine with it. I did manage to get a mask from one of the spirit or the seasonal gifts, which I'm like, yay. I also got a trumpet. I will say the instrument part is quite neat, and I'm kind of sad they make the instrument kind of inaccessible unless you have enough hearts. I will say it's only about 5 hearts to get an instrument, which isn't bad, but yeah, the instrument is, I just got one, and it's very fun. It's very cute. It has a lot of like options for it, so I haven't played with that yet, but I'm really enjoying this. My only thing is that I definitely see it getting boring.
My biggest complaint is the controls, and that's what keeps turning me off, is because I can't seem to keep my flight going long enough.
Well, that's possibly because you don't have enough glowy children.
I have 4.
Okay. Still, I will say you do need, you 4 is kind of, I'm going to say,
4 bars,
a low ball.
Yeah, but I should be able to keep flying. It's not so much that I don't have enough, so much as I can't keep going when I know I have enough.
It's a different kind of flight mechanic, and you just haven't got used to it. Because I will say, I've figured it out, and I actually really enjoy the controls now that I've figured them out. It's quite easy for me to scope around. I will say you do get sort of stuck but annoyingly in little places. I will say there's a lot of the game that I can get behind the scenes in, like a lot, which isn't bad, but it's just like sometimes I'm like, oh, here's a thing where I think a thing will be. And I'm like, no, I was just too clever and they didn't block this off. They have blocked off some stuff, but some places where I was playing in the beta, I can still get to. So, yeah, well, and here's the thing. Once you're in a certain, like, some places you just can't get back to where you were if you go out of bounds too much, or it's just, like, too frustrating, or you think it's supposed to be there, and there's nothing there.
That makes me think of the first time you had me play Journey. I ended up playing with someone who was far more advanced and had the white cape, and ended up taking me behind the scenes. I'm like, is this supposed to be a part of the game? Am I supposed to be back here?
Yeah, no, and I think that's fine, because But with Journey, there is sort of a immediacy with you don't really want to look around. In something like this game, you kind of do want to look around because you're looking for stuff. You're looking for golden children. You're looking for consolation or spirits. So, like, there is an air. Like, and for me, I like to explore every part of the game. I like to be like, can I go here? No. Can I go here? No. Can I go here? Yes, but I'm not supposed to.
Essentially, we like breaking the game in ways that we're not supposed to sometimes.
I honestly don't like breaking the game. I just want there to be stuff where I'm going. Like, that's all. I don't want to break it. I just want there to be something hidden, and I was so smart that I went over here. That's all I really want. I will say I have noticed they've started to add in a bunch of candles to the game because getting little light specks from lighting candles is a way, like, candles, once again, is a currency. So the more candles you light or the more candles you fly over or near, you get more of those light tokens. And I have noticed they've added more in, and that was probably because there wasn't a lot of, like, I literally noticed this today that they've probably just added them in. And that's because I have been playing, like, almost every day for, like, a couple days. And I do, yeah.
The past week, I think.
Well-ish. Like, I will say I've done about, now that I figured out, like, I'm pretty good at the last level part, like, the hard part where you're trying to, like, get to the end. I'm pretty good at that. Like, it does say it wants you to go with other people. At this point, I figured out, like, I can do it without other people for sure.
Next time I log on, and when I get that far, I'll be like, Alice, please. It says I need a. I need friends.
And the thing is, I have seen people do it with friends. It's very cute because you hold your friend's hand, right? And it's kind of sad because there are quote unquote enemies in this game. There are these little terrible little rock crab things that run you over, and
there's
then there
things
are
floating above that
gigantic,
will
laser
steal your power.
Yeah, I believe they're called dark dragons in this. They're pretty neat. They do kind of remind me of the bad thing in Journey, kind of. They're similar in their, probably a lot in their mechanics where they're sort of floating around surveying. If you play Journey and you know which part I'm talking about, that's the part I'm talking about. It's not a bad thing. I think they're pretty effective enemies. I will say sometimes I feel their light source is a little cheaty or it's a little, you know, it's... It can see through things, and I don't quite understand their radar view. That's my only problem. That's on me because I don't hang around those guys that much, and I could probably figure it out, but I don't. Like, I'm just like, I don't like this place. It's where they lasers at me, and I feel threatened.
I actually experienced them for the first time, too, when I
was playing around. Yeah.
And like, this is... Not expect.
Hi, nice thing. Oh no, it's red.
Oh no, it stole all my color.
Yeah, and I will say, I like this because it does steal your. It steals your gold and the golden children that you've. It basically will lower them down. But as I've told you now, it doesn't matter. It's beautiful.
Apparently, you can still like retrieve them.
You can
in a certain amount of time.
You
too.
Can. It's fairly short, but you can get them back. But essentially, they don't matter because you can get them back on your next loop. Like, I will say they maybe matter in the long runs of you might not get to ascend as many little people in the scary Eye of Eden place. But, like, once again, this game is very focused on you doing this again and again. Like, once you beat it once, you can actually just go to the Eye of Eden and, like, continually do it. You don't actually need to go through any of the other levels. So it's interesting. I'm really enjoying it. I would like to, like, I'm going to stick with it for a while. You know, I'm not, once again, I've played through most levels. I've gotten quite a few things that I can get at this point without, like, 8 other friends. So, and I'm fine with that. Like, I'll live. But I like it a lot. I really enjoy the controls. I love the music. To be honest.
And it's still free to play.
Yes.
For iPad owners.
100%.
You don't need to buy
Android.
Anything for it.
I'm not sure what else, but they're definitely coming out with more. And, It's fun. I am enjoying it.
What I would really like to see, since it is available on the
handheld,
want to see it on console someday.
To my knowledge, I think it is coming on console.
Thank goodness.
I guess, like, for your sanity, but I'm real okay with the iPad controls. I've gotten used to them mostly. And at this point, I've figured out quite a bit, and I'm pretty happy with it. And
how rubbish I am still with 3D PS4 controls.
Well, that's understandable, and I won't lie. These controls are not that user friendly. They aren't. And, like, I had problems.
And you can improve them. I've improved mine to suit me, but still.
Yeah, you can switch. There's a one-handed, two-handed. You can switch it. There are ways to make it a little easier. But I do think that, like, especially for iPad or Android tablets, like, it is a little bit like, that's a little, it is a learning curve, especially in a game where you're, like, flying around, right? Mm.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I like it a lot. It's fun. It's pretty. It's free to play. You don't have to buy any. You really don't. Because once again, you can just earn things. Of course, there are people who, you know, want to spend money on it. And like me, I felt that was okay, especially since it was a free game. Yeah. I bought the season pass. You get three for like $21, which I gave one to Megan and one to my friend Scott, who I've also been playing it with. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I like that. I like that aspect that they give me the option to give it to friends, especially even you could just buy it and then just give it to two randos that you're friends with.
If you wanted to be generous, you could gift this to people.
Yeah, you do have to, like, here's the thing. You do have to be playing with the person, or the person has to be around when you gifted them, because that was like, I'm like, how do I give this to the people? Like, I'm just like, give it to the people. But it wasn't that hard. I even as far as like their help service is pretty helpful. Like, I utilized it to ask them how to get something. Like, I think it was how to use my seasonal candles. But yeah, figured it out. They're very helpful. Anyway, Megan, what game have you been playing?
Well, you convinced me to go and buy Celeste for the Switch.
Yes.
Celeste, if you don't know about it, is a 2D game, pixel game, that is extremely challenging. It's like a platformer, puzzle, roguelike.
No, it's not roguelike.
No, you're not fighting anything. It's
roguelike means that it changes. It doesn't change. It's the same thing.
But it is it's a very endearing game that seems like it's very innocent at first. You got bright colors. You're trying to go up a mountain. You're just trying to
get and as it far also as you can. Only has three buttons that you use, which is a jump, a dash, and like the direction buttons, I believe.
And grab. You do have to grab things. You have to jump, grab, dash.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a very simple game. You are playing as Madeline, who, for whatever reason, has decided to try and climb this mountain that has taken out very many people. And everybody is against her climbing this mountain, saying, oh, you should turn back. You're not a mountain climber. Yeah, this is a real bad idea.
Also, it takes place in Canada.
Which is also neat. It doesn't specifically say where in Canada, but I'm expecting BC because of mountains.
I thought I was Alberta, BC. I thought it was like a Banff kind of thing. Obviously, Banff mountains aren't like this.
The mountain itself is called Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get up to the summit, and you have your map broken up into different parts, and each part is like a different level that is so enraging because you will die repeatedly in this game trying to traverse spikes, heights, not falling into pits. There's no real enemies per se, but there are boss battles as you stumble across different people.
Yeah.
And you end up fighting yourself a lot.
Yeah, I would say the main antagonist is like a quote-unquote evil version of yourself. Like, I don't think she's ever named, but I think she's been named by the friends as, like, Badeline or something. It's, like, Bad Madeline, basically.
Yeah.
Which is, it's fine. Like, it's cute. It's fine.
She's essentially the personification of all your self-doubt, is what it is.
Yeah.
You will be very proud to know that I have actually finished this game just before we got here.
Yes.
And the thing
you
is...
You only use the assist mode for, like, the last two or three levels?
Yeah. So I got far in, up to, like, the fourth or fifth actual level without using any of the assists because I had no clue that this existed.
Yeah. Which I think is... this is my favorite thing about this game, which would make me actually want to play it.
I recommend that you do, because it is fun just even to get through
as the fast. Game.
Yeah.
And it's the assist mode, and it does a bunch of different things, including slow down the game, make you invincible.
Give you infinite dash.
Because you only get one dash. Basically, you can dash once, and then you're done.
And the whole idea was to make this game more accessible. And as we all know, we really like accessibility in our games on this show, because... Yes. Video games should be for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah.
Even though we happen to love a lot of video games that are not accessible.
Well, yeah, but...
Dark Souls, for some people.
Sure. Like, Dark Souls, like, too bad. You can't... If you could mod Dark Souls on, you know, your PlayStation 4, everybody would be happy because we could all have the big sword that kills, that one-shots everybody.
I want to play a high fantasy game where I'm not getting frustrated and throwing the controller across the room.
I mean, high fantasy sounds, like, frustrating regardless, but all right. Don't rag on Dark Souls.
Don't rag on high fantasy.
I will.
Anyway, so Celeste, you are getting through these levels, to the end, to all the different separate tiers, and they get progressively harder. I'm surprised I did not just huck the switch across the room, but that was the glory of this game, is that it was so satisfying to get through the puzzles.
Yeah.
Like, and this is with our switch that has the drifting Joy-Con as well.
Oh, man. So,
no, this is actually a legit problem that we should touch
on. I know. It is. No, 100%. most people, I think... Well, no, but if you have a Switch, you might find that one of your Joy-Cons drift. And it is just it's apparently, like, a huge problem. Like, it might even be so much that they might give people new Joy-Cons just because.
It's pretty much boiled down to having faulty contacts, easily worn down contacts.
Yeah.
And it's making playing a lot of the games that we have hard, and Celeste was no different because it kept going to...
with our Joy-Cons. Once you had not the Joy-Cons, it was fine.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I switched to the GameCube controller, it was like a world of difference, and the game that was hard to begin with was a slightly less harder.
Yeah.
And then once you told me that assist was a thing that existed,
mm-hmm.
became... not cheating.
It became much easier. It's not cheating.
That's the thing. Is it not cheating if the game allows you to do so?
No, I think it's fine. I think maybe the way you played it might have been cheating. But, like, that's fine. The game lets you do that. Like, there is, you can just basically make it so you're invincible and you can just, like, infinite dash.
If you gave me another long weekend to work on this, maybe I could have beat it.
Regular? Eh.
Well,
there's some parts of it that just like here's the thing. I would never play this without assist mode. I know this. That was the thing that I was like, "Oh, you know what? Maybe one day I'll play Celeste, but like definitely not and I'd only play it because there is an assist mode. Like the legit reason I'd play this game is because there is a way to make it easy so I can enjoy the game, which I love. Like I appreciate that.
It is a completely delightful game. It's got some pretty good little backstory in there.
It is a nice story for being like a ridiculous, like compared with something like, say, like Downwell, which is just you're going down a well.
You got the whole story right there, guys.
Well, I'm just like, it's kind of similar in the gameplay, right? But here's something with extremely simple little gameplay, but also really like kind of, I won't say it's like the best story I've ever heard, but it's pretty nice. I think it fits well with what is happening in the game, and like it's enjoyable. It flows well with every part of it.
You never really do find out why the mountain is the way it is, why it seems to affect the people on it, and why there seems to be some eldritch horror stuff happening in there.
Maybe if you get all of the strawberries, you get a secret ending.
You do have... you're challenged to try and find a whole bunch of strawberries, and I've got a huge chunk of them. I also have like over 500 deaths on this thing.
Yeah, by huge chunk, you have like 30. I don't know how many strawberries there are, but I think there are a lot, Megan. Like, I think there is maybe, I don't want to say 500, but there's like...
30 strawberries is a lot of strawberries to me, especially since I got a lot of them
You did get most of them without a super assist mode, which is impressive. They're just like a little... I like the strawberries because they are basically like, if you want a little extra harder challenge... You can do this, but otherwise you don't need it. Strawberry is just, it's not there for any reason other than to make you feel good that you tried harder, I guess.
And then they have extra challenging strawberries that you can try and get that have wings, that if you don't beat the puzzle in a certain time limit or in a certain way, they'll just fly off.
Yeah.
And
you have to restart. It is interesting. Like, the puzzles in this, like, there are, it's just a puzzle platformer. It's quite good. Not my cup of tea because I'm a baby and there's like a lot of empty space. Like she just
this is your Mario falls. Situation.
Yep, everybody just falls into the abyss. I will say, like, I did play a side-scrolling Metroidvania, which was Aquaria, and I played it a lot and I enjoyed it. But guess what? It's in the water, so you can't fall. You're already. It's fine. It's underwater. It's fine.
If you have the assist mode, you can make sure that, you know, you can't fall.
You can't fall underwater. Yeah, it's true. That's true.
It's pretty good.
I would like an assist mode where I just, like, float around. Even that.
And then when I had to give Celeste a rest, I went back on to Mario for a while.
Mario Maker.
Mario Maker 2. Because I want to try and beat some of the lesser percentage levels. I've gotten down to 10% now.
Oh, wow.
10% beat rates.
So what Megan's talking about in Mario Maker is there are people online who make their own things, and there is a percentage of people who have won and people who have lost. So 10% is like the clear rate, basically, is what they call it.
My hope is to get myself down to 2%.
Yikes.
I can do it.
No, I believe you can. You're pretty good at it. It's just such a stress. It's so funny. Oh, that game is stressful. And I don't even play it.
I recommend not using your Joy-Cons for it. Again, maybe because of the drift thing, but also because they're very small buttons and a lot of tension means that I'm going to start building up calluses again. I'm not even kidding. Like my thumbs were numb yesterday when I was playing.
Oh, well, Mario's a stressful game. I told you this.
I went and turned Celeste off because my fingers were getting numb and turned on Mario and my fingers weren't getting any better.
It's like Mario will be a calming experience.
To me, Mario normally is a calming experience.
No.
Normally.
Okay.
Anyway, so those are three great games. One free, one that we've been playing for a while, and one brand new that is extra hard but accessible.
Yeah.
And that's everything we have for you for this week. I think next week we should... play some King's Quest.
Oh, okay.
Just like,
let
my thumbs rest.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That's everything we have for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.